Good morning, RVA. It's 36 degrees, and today you can expect highs near 50. Soak it up, because the rain returns this weekend and cold temperatures arrive on Sunday.
Beep.
Water cooler. Ned Oliver at the Virginia Mercury has the disappointing but predictable gun bill update from the General Assembly. Everything, even a gun violence proposal supported by President Trump, was voted down by Virginia's gun-obsessed Republicans. I should note, however, that Senator Glenn Sturdivant, who represents part of Richmond, was the only Republican to vote for the Trump-supported bill. Related, why are media still talking to Philip Van Cleve from the Virginia Citizens Defense League as if he's a person with a reasonable point of view? Remember, he's the guy who showed up on Sacha Baron Cohen's This Is America to support giving stuffed animal guns to four-year-olds. This man is not representative of a sane position on gun violence. No one should present him as such, and lawmakers who side with him should be ashamed. The Richmond Times-Dispatch's Mark Robinson points me to a new report by VCU's Center for Urban and Regional Analysis about the economic impact of the Washington Training Camp project. You can read the full report from Kura here. I feel dumb and skeptical, y'all, in a bunch of different ways. It's pretty clear that the city screwed the pooch on this project, and honestly, I'm surprised that we'll ever break even. So up front, there's that. But I just don't know enough about how city money stuff works to intelligently evaluate sentences like these, quote, Molster took issue with the VCU researchers front-loading the full cost of the training camp facility and their analysis of the short-term return when the city is repaying the sum over two decades. The researchers' short-term figures also exclude the value of the training camp facility, which the city owns. After reading through and disagreeing with some of the methodology behind Kura's recent GRTC report, something I do know enough about, I can't help but be a bit skeptical. Please don't read this paragraph as me supporting the Washington training camp, okay? I'm also not sure what to think about this story by C. Suarez Rojas in the RTD about GRTC's revenue projections. They're $1 million short of projected revenue, but, quote, cost savings on the expense side of the budget and other revenues are balancing out the worse than expected revenues. I don't know what that means exactly, but it's certainly not a reason to cut service. If the bus service we've got now costs more to run than projected, then the localities should bear that burden, not riders through service cuts or fare hikes. Also buried in this piece is the news that ridership is way, way up, no matter how you look at the numbers. Now is the time for the region to continue investing in public transportation, not start making cuts.
Beep.
I just can't with this RTD editorial board editorial about nouns, of all things. Almost every single editorial they write is to subtly continue and extend the paper's embarrassing legacy of massive resistance. It's terrible, and it needs to stop. It's easy for me to forget that President Trump's government shutdown has a real human consequence. But here's a reminder from Feedmore. They'll distribute food today from 2 to 4 p.m. for folks impacted by the shutdown. It'll take place on Feedmore's campus in the parking lot of Building 2 at 1601 Road Miller Street and will be limited to the first 150 households. This Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., you can help folks build a new North Bank Trail connector, which sounds like a cool way to spend a Saturday morning. This project will allow folks walking, hiking, and doing whatever it is trails people do to stay trail-bound instead of heading up to Kansas Avenue. It's a big project, so I imagine you'll have other opportunities to get involved if you can't make it this weekend. Meet at the Texas Beach parking lot and bring work gloves and water. This morning's long read is titled, Laziness Does Not Exist. I like this piece, especially the idea of responding to someone's ineffective behavior with curiosity rather than judgment. Here's an excerpt. For decades, psychological research has been able to explain procrastination as a functioning problem, not a consequence of laziness. When a person fails to begin a project that they care about, it's typically due to either A, anxiety about their attempts not being good enough, or B, confusion about what the first steps of the task are, not laziness. In fact, procrastination is more likely when the task is meaningful and the individual cares about doing it well. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user Creative Dog Media and is a drone photo of the train bridge with snow on the trees. Richmond winter photo, classic.
Beep.
You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.